Welcome back to the Better Divorce Podcast. I am your host, Paulette Rico, and I'm here to guide you through the storm of divorce into much calmer waters. So hold tight. Whether you're contemplating divorce, in the thick of it, or just rebuilding post-divorce, I've got you covered. Each episode, we'll tackle the tough topics, share resilient stories, and offer practical, helpful advice to help you navigate with confidence wisely. Remember, you're not alone. I've been there, and so have millions of others. And your brighter future awaits, I promise. Ready to turn a tough time into a time of growth? I know you are. Don't forget to subscribe so you never miss an episode. And if you find this content helpful, please share it with others who might benefit. Now, let's dive into today's topic. See you soon. I'm hosting a retreat in Belize. Some of you may know, but I used to live there. And Belize is a melting pot of culture that carries over into the food, the music, and the fun. It is the best of both vibes, from jungles to ground you and beaches to heal and soothe. I lived there for many years and go back and forth between there and Atlanta because I can't get enough. My co-host, Tierra, visited me and didn't want to leave either. No one does. This is paradise, folks. My co-host, Tierra, and I chatted about the perfect all-inclusive location for you ladies that are going through a pivot in your life and need to reset, renew, and rebuild, and we nailed it. We kick off with a three-day adventure in the luxurious eco-resort Copal Tree in the southern Belize jungle, followed by three luxurious days on Thatch Cay Island, a private island over water, oceanfront oasis in the turquoise Caribbean along the Belize Barrier Reef. Whether you're going through or just coming out of a divorce, especially with a narcissist, a career change, or you just want to get back to the parts of you that you haven't seen in a while, we are talking to you. Make note, May 4th to the 10th, 2024, and start packing. Space is very limited on the private island and in the jungle. Be sure to act now. We have a passion for leading truly transformational healing events, from heart-opening, accessible guided meditations to connection-based life-changing tools and practices. We curate each moment with care and compassion to ensure every lady is taken care of from the initial registration to the final namaste. It's better in Belize. Hello and welcome to the Better Divorce Podcast. I'm your host, Paulette Rigo. I started this podcast about 5 years ago, and yes, it used to be named The Thriving in Chaos Project, just in case you're confused, but look no further. You have found me. It's the same. I renamed it because Better Divorce Academy is growing, and Better Divorce Blueprint is now not only a book and a workbook and an online course, but a group coaching program. Because you're going to need, pardon, as much help and tools in your toolbox. So today, I invite you to meet Beverly Price. We met a little while ago, and I adore her. She is the real deal and a Southern Belle like me. Well, I'm pretending to be one. So I live in Atlanta now, and she's in South Carolina. But Beverly Price is a certified divorce coach, empowerment coach, and she's an MBA. So look her up. But our conversation today is going to be about the Divorce Coalition. So Beverly, welcome to the Better Divorce Podcast. I'm so glad you're here with me today.
Oh, thank you so much, Paulette, for having me. It's a real honor.
I appreciate that. But what is the Divorce Coalition? I love the name. You are a genius. And I know there's a bunch of us that are here to support, and we're really on this mission. So explain to everybody, what is the Divorce Coalition?
Absolutely. The Divorce Coalition is a composite of divorce podcast hosts, divorce bloggers, and other professionals that come together and unite for our common purpose to create awareness of domestic violence. And the reason we do that is our combined reach will let us carry the message so much further than each of us individually. So many of us who may be considered competitors, may be considered in the same space, are now uniting for this common purpose. And it is so incredible to see the response. I've been overwhelmed.
Me too. I'm honored. And you know me, I put myself out there.
You're awesome.
You're so cute. I've had a podcast for 5 years. You know, it blows up. Everywhere I go, people say, I listen to your podcast. And I started a newsletter and a blog a couple years ago and already have over 1,000 subscribers on LinkedIn and one of the top 100 blogs in divorce blogs, not blogs, but divorce blogs. I didn't even know there was such a thing. So it catches because people need information. So yes. I don't see myself anyone as a competitor. I'm so glad that we're coming together as a team, as a coalition, right, to help, because we are stronger collectively more than separately. So kudos to
it's the law of abundance that there is so much out there, so much need that all of us can in fact benefit and serve so many people.
Right. So was this the brainchild of yourself? Do tell how it came to be.
Yes, it was my brainchild out of my personal experience being a victim of domestic violence, emotional, verbal, mental, and physical. And I had this idea, but I didn't know how it would come across. So I called my friend Susan Guthrie and I ran this idea by her and she loved it. And so we sprung into action. And within 2 weeks, I had a website up. I had people invited to join, and we were ready to go. We have just an incredible lineup of coalition participants, each of them committing to carrying the message to any number of outlets that they have, whether it's social media or email marketing. We have YouTube channels. We have all kinds of ways of carrying the message. But the idea is to make people more aware of the reality of domestic violence. Part of the issue going on, I think, is so many of us condone domestic violence by our silence, that we don't do something. And now's the time to step out and say, let's not only be aware of it, but let's move forward with change.
Mm-hmm. Well, we have the coalition. I'm going to guess somewhere about 20 members to date.
45.
Oh, pardon me, 45.
Yeah.
And really, I'm just so honored to be a part of this group because
you know,
all the names, and I just go like, this is a game changer. This is a trailblazing, paradigm breaking coalition. So it'll be 400 before you know it, but 45. I'm loving it. So now we have this coalition, and we're bringing attention, much needed, to domestic violence, which right. I also hear is also being called intimate partner violence,
right? Yes.
Which I don't know, you know, is that political correctness? Is that just another acronym that I need to add to my list of acronyms, which is already very large in the divorce world? So whether it be intimate partner violence, domestic violence, it has the same impact. October coming up around the corner as yep. the leaves start to fall and the pumpkins, I'm seeing pumpkin everything in the stores, is Domestic Violence Awareness Month. Hence
yes.
the reason we're doing this announcement in September. So we're all ready because we are going to bombard and educate and be out there every minute of every day in October and beyond. But let's just, you know, go for October. So let's talk a little bit about, now that we know what the Divorce Coalition is and who's there and why we're doing this, let's talk a little bit about
domestic violence. You hinted at your story, hug, admiration, courage for having gone through that. I did not go through physical, sexual, physical, you know, violence. There was a little bit of other issues with, you know, financial secrecy and stuff. But for the most part, I did not experience that. I've had many, many, many clients that have, and I'm a huge advocate for making sure that those issues are immediately dealt with and they're not swept under the rug. And Absolutely. It's very difficult when you feel like you don't have a voice, right? She's nodding if you're listening to the audio, everyone.
Yes, so absolutely.
From your point you're groomed of view, that way. Experience, like this is such a delicate topic and such an emotional one, because here you are married, committed to someone that you think is going to have your best interest at heart 24/7 for the rest of your life. And well, that didn't choose to be the case. So what are the statistics? Can you share a little bit about that?
Sure. Because
those facts.
Well, one of the ones that led me into this was that 24% of all divorces cite domestic violence as a cause. But broader than that, one out of every three women experiences some type of domestic abuse. Some people think it's even smaller, such as one out of two, because of the unreported nature of domestic violence, but it's an epidemic. And there are so many situations that are tragic that sometimes people, I think, want to turn off the podcast or turn off the TV and not listen because they view it as something that happens over there mm-hmm. and something unpleasant over there. When in fact, when you really look at it, it's happening everywhere. There's more people around you that have experienced domestic abuse than there are those that have alcoholism mm-hmm. as a contrast. So we want to look at all of the things that contribute to it, what can be done, and then look at recovery as well. And there are so many different forms of abuse affecting women. And let's say they also affect men, but to a much smaller degree, that we really need to take a look at the experience and take a look at our perceptions of it. There's really two parts. There's the people that are the victim, and then there's everybody else. Well, there's the victim, there's the abuser, and then there's everybody else. And so one of the things that I want to focus on is not only getting the information to the victims so that they come forward and deal with it, but also the us, our perceptions, our understanding, our clarity around it, so that, you know, one of my favorite podcast episodes that I did was, "But He Didn't Hit Me." Because we all think of abuse as we've got to have bruises and cuts, but there is so much more. There's coercive control that is the emotional and the mental manipulation and control, the power that abusers want to have over their victim, the financial abuse, the sexual abuse, all of those come together to form what I think is an epidemic that is not being addressed. And some people say it's because of the patriarchy. Some people say it's because we don't want to get involved in unpleasant situations, but it's time for us to say this is touching almost everybody. And it's also affecting our children to a very large degree.
Right. Have you seen, and I don't know that there are studies on it, although there probably are, there are studies on pretty much everything now, on how the explosion of social media has affected stalking and coercive control and maybe a little bit more covert or innocent. I'm using my quote fingers. For, you know, manipulative, covert tactics that aren't the sledgehammer, the gun, the knife,
Correct.
The door, the stereotype of what we see in movies, right? Or what we see out there, like, oh, well, that's violence versus that's violence. So I've had many clients say to me, you know, she's stalking me, he's stalking me. The looks, if looks could kill.
Exactly. Threats,
if you even think about
the intimidation,
going there or doing that, or if I ever catch this, and right, that intimidation factor, which, and also the spying, right? That this, I use the word stalking, but feeling as if you can never have any sense of control of your own life or decision making and your ability to have privacy. It's almost impossible now. In this world we live in, to have privacy. But now, if you're going through a divorce case or even a breakup, it is even harder to have privacy. You pretty much have to change your name and move to another planet to have some privacy in the world.
Yeah.
So how has this technological world impacted people with divorce and domestic violence?
Well, I think you've hit the nail on the head. It not only violates privacy, but it creates a blueprint that abusers can use to keep track, to accentuate the power and control. If we know that abuse is not about things sexual or things physical, but it's about power and control, and we think about before technology happened, that it was bad. But when technology came, it exploded. Likewise, the tracking that's available on phones for location, where whether it's computer software they put on, sharing calendars to know where you are, all of those kinds of things make tracking, and because tracking is a form of control, make it more possible, makes it harder on the victim. It actually gives more tools to the abuser and more punishment to the victim.
Mm-hmm. And reaching out to an authority, an expert, whether that be dialing 911, driving to the police department in your local area, going to see an attorney, or, you know, reaching out takes a lot of courage.
Sometimes yes.
That's the biggest roadblock, or I like to call them Jersey barriers from where I came up north, but like hurdle to go over. There's that fear of, oh, then it's out in the public, right? And then I have to admit it and people know, and then I'm embarrassed or humiliated, and it's documented, and then it's going to come back and bite me even more because then they'll find out. And that's the fear cycle that I see. So we're Absolutely. Here to help with that and have the right process and tools. So I don't want anyone to be afraid to reach out to an authority, an expert, because it's
the
beginning.
Yeah, I would like to encourage every woman that before she leave an abuser to speak to a domestic violence expert, whether it's the national hotline, whether it's your local shelter. The number for the national hotline is 800-799-7233. Do not leave the home. Do not tell your abuser you are leaving until you've spoken to an expert and have a safety plan.
Right.
There is a huge number. Some think upwards of 70% of victims are murdered when they leave their abuser without a safety plan. And so we need to be so proactive on this message that, you know, you need the expert. It's kind of like if you went into the hospital for brain surgery, you don't want a general doctor to operate on your brain. You want a brain surgeon. And so this is the time for domestic violence expertise. You know, there are statistics that show that there is abuse happening every minute and on and on. And we really need to take this seriously. And we want to convey to victims to take it seriously as well. We know that it takes a massive amount of courage, a massive amount of preparation, a massive amount of wanting something better in life, wanting something better for your children, to get you to the point you're even willing to consider that you are an abuse victim.
Yeah.
Just to acknowledge that is a major step, let alone reporting it or asking for help.
Mm. So make sure you have that number. It's going to be in the show notes. But okay. Again, I'm not an expert in domestic violence. I don't pretend to be, but I know people that are. And it's essential that you get the right support and the right guidance. I believe in finding the right professional for the right area.
Absolutely.
So whether that be judicial, legal, financial, residential, lending, insurance, taxes, co-parenting, mental health, and domestic violence, you have to get the right professional. So be careful. You know, gossip is not that, this is not the time for gossip. This is the time for taking action and making certain that you have the right professional. The Divorce Coalition is here for you. Kudos to you for starting this, and the 45 of us in the group for making a difference, because one voice is powerful, but 45 is a lot louder. So what is the best way for people to find out more about the Divorce Coalition?
You can go to our website, www.divorcecoalition.com, or you can email us at advocate@divorcecoalition.com. We have many resources on the website, and we have a page that pulls together the top domestic violence podcast episodes and blogs of all our members. So that's a great place to go for an education and awareness.
Perfect. And there's also a Facebook page.
Yes, there is a Facebook page and an Instagram as well.
Good. So, and you touched on something. It isn't just women, although the majority is. Yes. The other day, my husband came home and said, "Hey, I talked to this guy. I think he needs to talk to you." And apparently, through some discovery, I don't mean legal discovery, but conversation, he had told everyone that he hit his head on a stoop of a staircase coming up from the basement, only to find out that he had fabricated this entire story because he was so embarrassed that his wife hit him over the head with some, I don't know what the device was. And he had quite the shiner, shall we call it, bang on his head. I was like, what? He made up the story? I had, you know, I know what happens with men too, because that is like, my wife just beat me up, right? Like, how do you even say that? So I don't know how long this story had gone on, but it's more common than you realize, Beverly.
Absolutely. And men have an even greater struggle with the shame.
Sure.
Than women do. Women have struggles with reporting out of embarrassment and shame and the guilt of thinking that the wife and mother is supposed to hold the family together. The husband is supposed to be the stronger, the more macho, and here he is being abused by a woman. So those old paradigms force victims into not reporting, not telling. And wanted to mention one thing about our prior comments about reporting and asking for help is that we need to make sure that when we're reporting and asking for help, that we are clear in what's going on. There's so many people that don't report because they're afraid of the consequences. Well, it's not going to be until we united step out and report, whether it's male or female, that we're going to make progress in this.
Mm-hmm. There's also instances too where there's child abuse too.
Absolutely. So absolutely. Or fear that something's going to happen to your children. Yes.
Or just the fear alone can be, you know, devastating to have to even think about. So If you're listening, if this strikes a chord with you or a loved one or anyone you know that's struggling, please share. I always say sharing is caring. Both Beverly and I, you know, are committed professionals in this world. So the work she does in her Empowered Divorce and the work I do in Better Divorce Academy, we are here to help you. You're not alone. So please don't feel you are. I also host retreats. So if you're on the other side and you're looking to treat yourself, pardon the pun, retreat, look no further. It may be time for some healing, and no better way to do it than go away for a week or so in Belize on a beautiful private island and in the rainforest. So, and the website is After the Narcissist. I know that's a little bit of a trigger, but it may be the case. So afterthenarcissist.com, but you can always go to Better Divorce Academy and look it up too. And look no further. If you want to learn more about what Beverly does, her website is, what's your website, Beverly?
Herempoweddivorce.com.
Perfect. Herempoweddivorce.com. And you can find us both on the Divorce Coalition. So until next time, I hope you have a better divorce, and we're here to help.
Thank you, Paula. It's been great.
My pleasure. Till next time. See y'all later. Bye.
Thanks for joining me today. If you were inspired by today's episode, please share it with a friend or a loved one. My hope is you feel empowered to take some action, no matter how big or small. Action that allows you to step out of the chaos and thrive on your own terms. If this podcast added any value to your day, please review it on iTunes, Spotify, and Apple Podcasts. Until next time. Keep thriving in the chaos.